Welcome to Textonation. Joining us is Rena Lunick, a spokesperson for Amazon. Thanks for joining us, Rena.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this has been a tough time for everybody in this country and all around the world. And Amazon has made life a little more bearable, I think, for many of us by getting us stuff that we need. And you are talking to us from where today?
I'm in Seattle, Washington. I'm actually at one of our fulfillment centers right now as I'm seeing boxes going by out, making their way out to customers.
Well, describe for us what this scene has been like. I mean, you've had to not only try to deliver essentials to people and other items, but also keep your own employees safe, the many, many employees, and not an easy job.
That's right. Our priority has always been the health and safety of our employees, and that's no different as we are going through this interesting time of COVID. And we've made over 150 process improvements in the building and all the buildings across the world. Those include thermometer checks, and we have thermal cameras in most of our sites now where you just walk right through. It'll let you know if you have an elevated temperature. And if you do, you go for a secondary thermometer screening. And if you have a fever, then we'll pay you to go home and go to a doctor and make sure that you are safe enough to come back to the building. If you are tested positive, then you'll go into a two-week quarantine. That's a fully paid quarantine. And we've done many other improvements in the building in terms of social distancing, making sure that associates are working 6 feet apart, that as they're walking around the building, they're making sure they're 6 feet apart. We're doing new initiatives like disinfectant spraying across all of the surfaces in the building. We do that every day. And it's been really important for us to make sure that employees feel safe, because they're the ones on the front lines and delivering to employees.
Has there been a dramatic increase in the number of orders that you've received and the demands on Amazon?
Yeah, we did see quite a few, surges in demand. We're starting to see that level out a bit more, but we made a big hiring push in March. We announced that we were going to be hiring 175,000 employees. Those were quickly filled. And today, in fact, we're announcing that 125,000 of those roles will transition to permanent full-time roles. That comes with our industry-leading $15 an hour in pay, as well as comprehensive health benefits.
Have you actually had to shut down any warehouses because of the virus?
We have not had to shut them down other than for, a certain period of time, maybe where we want to get in and do an extra deep cleaning. But it's, again, our priority to make sure that our employees are safe. We will do what's needed to make that happen. Because of our consistent deep cleaning that happens at all of our facilities, those are ongoing deep cleanings, we haven't needed to shut any of them down.
And despite all of that, no secret, there have been some protests. So in general, among some employees from in different locations. But today, what can you tell us, or what should the public know about that?
Well, we welcome employees to criticize our practices, and we want, we're open to that. We want to be criticized. That helps us learn and make changes. But that's not always a blanket immunity against violating internal policies. Again, as we look to maintain safety, we want to make sure all of our employees are not violating policies. They're wearing their masks and, they're getting the pieces that they need to feel safe. And we're constantly listening to employees, taking their feedback and adjusting as needed.
What have been some of the most in-demand items during this whole thing that you've seen from customers? I don't know if you can talk about that at all.
Yeah, I actually don't know. I mean, we put a lot of emphasis on making sure that essential items could be given to to customers. So again, we saw a big surge there. We're starting to level out and back to our normal shipping speeds.
So are we seeing people being able to get things within that 1 to 2 day window that they had been accustomed to?
Yes, that's exactly right. We adjusted, early on to make sure that we could prioritize the needs of customers and getting them what they needed. And some of that caused some delays, but we are not seeing that anymore. We're really starting to level out on that demand.
What should customers know about the packages that are delivered to their doorsteps? A lot of people have been wary, and there's been information back and forth about surface contamination. What should people know?
Well, we're following CDC and WHO guidelines very carefully. We're in communication with those organizations, and we have been told that there is little to no risk on surface of having any of the virus on surfaces, so we don't see a risk. And again, we're taking so many precautions here in the building. The vast majority of our associates are already wearing gloves as they're handling cardboard, so we do not see any risk with package delivery.
And finally, with the unemployment rates skyrocketing, Amazon certainly has contributed by hiring a lot of people. Is that going to continue, or are there still opportunities for people?
There are still plenty of opportunities for people in terms of packers and folks in our delivery station. And there's so many great roles available, both seasonal, part-time, and full-time. As I mentioned, we're converting many of our seasonals right now into full-time roles. And as we do that, we'll continue to be hiring. And anybody who's interested can go to amazon.com/jobs now to look at what's available.
Again, that's amazon.com/jobs. Rena Lunick, thank you so much for taking the time with us, and stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
Now this. How many companies out there have continued to innovate when it comes to building a better radio? I'm Fred Fishkin, host of Textonation, and I'm here to tell you about the new CC SkyWave SSB radio from the wonderful people at Sea Crane. Bob and his crew really love radio, and it shows in this new compact model that is packed with features. Beyond great AM and FM reception and sound, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world, listen to ham radio operators, aviation, and more. It's the radio you'll turn to every day, and in emergencies. It will run for nearly 3 days on just two AA batteries. Pair the sleep timer with the new Soft Speaker 3, and you've got the perfect radio for your nightstand. Of course, it can wake you up too. Click on Seacrane at Textonation.com and put in the code Textonation for a free flashlight with your order. They love radio, and you'll love Seacrane.